Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show, getting set for a series finale between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. It's time for today's pregame interview presented by the Mississippi Army National Guard. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by Ernesto Martinez, who has been red hot since joining the Shuckers. Ernesto, thanks so much for joining us.
Man, thanks. Thanks to you, man. It's, the second interview we do?
It's
been great. It's been great to be here.
Well, and since we've first talked, your second day with the Shuckers, you seem to be getting on base just about every single night. How fun has it been to be out to such a hot start in Double A?
It's been fun. You know, like I always say that baseball is fun when, you know what you're doing at the play, you know, when you control strike zone. So it's been great. It's been, you know, everything's been it's going as planned, you know.
What's been the key to success of continuing what was a hot final month in High A up to a real good first couple of weeks in Double A?
I think the most important thing has been being able to, you know, adjust with the pitches and adjust with, with the game. You know, high is a little bit more, you know, slower and a little bit more, you know, the umpires are not as aggressive here and then, you know, pitchers are not as. So the adjustment has been key. And then when you settle everything down, you calm down and, you know, you control the game because, you know, It's supposed to be that way, you know, when everything's under control.
How long did it take you to adjust to the level of play here in Double A?
I mean, the first couple of days I was surprised that I wasn't getting called some strikes. But, you know, after like 4 or 5 games, I was already, okay, like, let's calm down. You're already, you know, higher level, you know, strike zone is shrinking. So that's all the adjustment I had to make, yeah.
What's it also been like in this clubhouse? You and Jackson Churio taking a nice little video of you prior to this starting up. How fun has it been to be around these guys in Biloxi?
Oh, it's fun. It's fun because, you know, this is a winning team. These guys are great. So, you know, in winning teams, guys like to, you know, when you always see in winning teams, guys are enjoying themselves, you know, laughing, going around. And it's been great winning with the guys, you know. It's an amazing team.
One of the big things, too, is this is a Shuckers team, and you've been thrown into it in the middle of a playoff race, 19 games to go, trying to get to the playoffs for the first time since 2019. How much fun is that for you to be a part of a team that's fighting down to the wire for a playoff spot?
It's great. You know, we're going out there and competing every night. Everybody's got the same fire in the veins. So it's nice. You know, I've never been in a playoffs before, so I think this is going to be a nice experience, you know, if we make it. Hopefully we do. These guys are a good team, so it's been great just to be having experienced this.
How much confidence does it give you to not only get that experience, but to be playing really well and being an everyday regular in the Shuckers lineup?
Oh, it's giving me a lot of confidence. Mikey is somebody that works with you because, you know, he always says the result of what you see is what you already worked on. So that's where all the confidence comes from, and then, you know, it's nice.
One of the big things as well, and this is something that Timber Rattlers broadcaster Chris Mehring told me when you came up, he's like, hey, watch out for Ernesto. He's going to do the splits the first time, and your jaw's going to hit the floor. Where did you learn to do it?
Oh, yeah, so, you know, I was at a Taekwondo class, and they just told me, hey, put your 2 feet on these two places. It's just like, all right. And then when I just stepped on, my legs just, yeah, I split in half. So that's how I kind of like how I learned it.
What got you into Taekwondo?
I don't know. I was in a class and somebody was just recruiting. I was like, I want to learn because, you know, at the time I wanted to know how to fight. And then I just got into it for like a couple months and my dad took me out.
How much did the Taekwondo, outside of being able to do the splits at first base, help you with your baseball career?
I think the elasticity, you know. I think that was it because, you know, I don't think you got a lot of from Taekwondo that you can put in baseball, but I think the elasticity, you know, to play defense and stuff like that, I think it's helped me a lot.
When you talk about doing the splits at first base, how much does that help you as a first baseman? Because that all of a sudden increases your range of motion around the bag by a ton.
So usually when guys make bad throws, you don't try to do split. It's usually when the runner's getting there. It don't matter if it's a straightforward throw. You gotta do it so you can steal a couple feet or like a meter, how we say in Cuba, from him. So, yeah, I do this splits mostly to get the safe on a close play. Yeah.
Well, it's been a blast having you here in Double A the last couple of weeks. What's been your favorite part about joining the Shuckers here in Biloxi?
Oh, that's a good one. The food is one.
What about the food?
The food is nice. These guys have a menu for the week. This is nice.
I like being with my friends, my old friends, Valerio, you know, Freddie.
I like to be with Mikey. Mikey, it's one of Tati's assistant coach in the DR, and he's worked with me since I got here. He's been helping me. I feel like this family here, you know. I've been with these guys for a while, Warren, with Clark, you know, since 2021, so it's great.
What's been your favorite thing that you've had since you've been in Biloxi?
Favorite thing?
Favorite food?
Tacos.
Okay.
Yeah, the tacos food that they put in there. They put a thing twice a week. It's great. It's the best thing.
Well, Ernesto, thanks so much for joining us. Congrats again on what's been a real fun start. This has been today's pregame interview presented by the Mississippi Army National Guard.